This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Today, the nation's capital is once again in the national spotlight. There was the deadly shooting overnight in D.C., and it's putting the president's crime crackdown front and center. The shooting happened in D.C.'s Logan Circle neighborhood around 7 o'clock. That was only 9 hours after the president announced he's dispatching the National Guard, FBI, and ATF to beef up D.C.'s law enforcement response.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor. And worse, this is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. And this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick, very quickly.
D.C.'s mayor says D.C. is a much safer city now than it was during the pandemic or when crime reached record levels back in 2023. While she is pledging to cooperate with federal agencies, it's D.C. City Council who are still not.
Yeah. And Trump made clear yesterday, this is what I loved about this, Lee. This is something I've been worried about for a long time, that this is only the beginning. We are going to take back all these woke Democrat cities. We're not going to let them go. No. And he said, we're going to start with cash bail. That's where a lot of this started. Mm-hmm. We're not going to turn criminals loose, do whatever the hell they want. When you listen to that press conference yesterday, I mean, you realize the D.C., and they're Marxists, the D.C. City Council, they changed the laws for D.C. You can be given now probation for a shooting in which the bullet hits the person. Let that sink in.
Yeah, that's attempted murder.
Yeah, that ain't no big deal. Not in D.C. And look, a lot of folks across the country use me for show prep, and then I in turn listen to talk radio all day long. We all do it. All over the place. And I go first. And so I get the privilege of kind of setting the table in the morning. Let me talk to you directly if you're using the show for show prep. I know some of you do. You tell me at conferences. Stop talking about this as soft on crime. Stop it. That was in the 90s. That's over. It'd be nice if we could go back there, honestly, where Democrats were just soft on crime. This is classic Marxism. And this is exactly what led to the massive bloodshed, the millions dead in the Chinese Communist Revolution. A lot of people don't realize why so many millions died. You're thinking, why am I talking about this if I'm talking about DC? It's related. It's the same mentality. Why? Because when the communists went and they had that revolution, they put every member of society into 5 oppressor classes and 5 oppressed classes. If you were in the oppressed class and seen as a victim, you were the highest value member of society. You are seeing that in Democrat courts right now. And you could beat a person near to death for kicks if they were in the oppressor class. Sometimes you could even kill them. Children would go into schools and beat their teachers, bloody, spit on them. Nothing happened. This is their culture now. They see these criminals as fellow travelers, the most highly valued. You can see this not just in how they treat criminals, but illegal immigrants, but not just illegal immigrants. The most violent gangsters are the ones they have the most affinity for, the most passion for protecting. You know, literally going to court, forcing Trump to bring St. Kilmer back from El Salvador, even as we learn the reason that he was afraid of other gang members is because they were trying to kill him because he had one of their moms killed, allegedly. The way they put it in court was that Kilmer was alleged to have killed one of the rival gang members' mothers, and they wanted to retaliate, ergo he couldn't be extradited, the judge ruled, to El Salvador because they might kill him. This is who the Democrats are protecting, a guy whose own wife turned him in multiple times for beating her. They don't care. Why? Oppressors versus oppressed. This is classic Marxism. This is why, Lee, in Marxist societies, what do you ultimately see? You see the party, the Socialist Party, become not just politically corrupt, but outright criminal. This is why we're going after Maduro right now. $50 million reward. Why? He's not just a socialist and a dictator. He traffics large amounts of drugs and gang members into the country. Why? He's a cartel. You can't tell where the socialism ends and the criminal enterprise begins. That's why they want to depolice. They want to merge with these gangs for profit, enterprise, and dictatorship. Then you use them as street thugs. They want your guns. Why? So they can do what they did in Venezuela. They took up all the guns to keep you safe. 2 years later, they were giving them out to loyalists to the party, who turned out to be Tren de Aragua. Those loyalists, when you get mad, because, you know, you're out protesting because Maduro stole another election, they just ride by on a motorcycle, shoot you. Nothing ever happens. No prosecution. That's where they're working their way to. The way it looks in D.C. right now is probation for a shooting. Yeah, sure. We have to take this territory back. We must take it back. And it starts with cash bail. And Lee, that's what Trump was talking about yesterday. He was talking about California. I just want to remind you how it has worked there. Because they set these systems up. They rig them so that, okay, well, if you steal something under, you know, $900, that's a misdemeanor. Okay. Then you go cash bail or no bail. Okay, so what happens? You go into Walmart, you steal a TV, make sure it's under $900. Cool, walk it out. Police officer shows up in the parking lot because they called the police. Police officer takes back the TV, takes it back in. He can only give you a ticket to appear. Guess what? You wait for the police officer to leave. You go right back in. You take that TV. What is that? What's that? No, no, no. It's redistribution. State sanctioned. You don't think they believe it? Go back and read the LA Times editorial. Should you stop someone from burglarizing your home, or is that morally wrong? That's the editorial board, LA Times. We have to recognize as normal Americans that what we're up against, we won't understand how to beat it. I'm so exercised about this.
I can tell, but rightfully so.
That's what you're seeing in D.C. Yep. Why else would a group of adults go, you know what? We're going to classify 20-year-olds as juveniles.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Right.
So the gangs can move in so that ever older gangsters can have the same protections. I mean, juvie court's a joke. You kill somebody, you'll be out by the time you're 21. Well, if you're already 20, that works out real well.
Yeah. I saw Judge Jeanine, the new attorney. Is it attorney for New York?
She's a district attorney.
District attorney, yeah. But anyway, boy, she was talking about this very same issue. I think it was yesterday or day before about that. And the fact that she has these teenagers in front of her and there's nothing that she can do.
No, she keep because of what the LA City Council is doing. Right. They've made it extremely easy to prosecute mm-hmm. cops. She basically can't work there. What does that mean? The cops have fled. Do you think that's an accident? They're following the Venezuela model. You don't need cops. The gangsters are going to answer to the party, and they will patrol the streets. Nothing. And what does that do? That sets up a system where the law is the politics, and politics is the law.
Mm-hmm.
where people are valued according to their value to the socialist or communist or Marxist or authoritarian regime. This is why they want to depolice.
While Democrats point their finger at Trump and say fascist.
Hilariously, yeah. That's the great irony here. Meanwhile, as you pointed out, Lee, this is my favorite clip this morning. This is Gregory Pemberton, head of the D.C. Police Union, begging Trump, please help us, save us.
We completely agree with the president that, crime in the District of Columbia is out of control and something needs to be done with it. We have to go back to how we got here, though. In 2020, the D.C. City Council passed an enormous amount of legislation that handcuffed police officers, exposes them to administrative, civil, and even criminal liability, even when they do their jobs properly. And now, 5 years later, our authorized sworn strength is 4,000 sworn police officers. We currently have 3,180. So we have more than 800 vacancies for the position of police officer. And the way the department makes up for that gap is through 2 million hours of mandatory overtime every year. So the fact that we need help from federal law enforcement and maybe even the National Guard, it shouldn't come as a surprise. And we agree with that.
You can't pay people enough to work as police in D.C. anymore. That is the head of the union of the D.C. Metro Police that was just sitting there talking. That ain't no Republican. I'm just telling you.
No, he's just desperate.
Yeah.
But look at the pattern here, okay? Because you're seeing this in the announcements the last couple of weeks where this is going. Trump knows the Olympics is coming in 2028 to L.A., right?
Yeah.
Well, 1 week they did $24 million worth of damage there while the mayor literally went to the dispatch center and made sure the police weren't dispatched to help ICE. It's on purpose. You can't hold the Olympics there. Why? Because it's the site of a Marxist guerrilla war on our soil. We're still fighting it. So what do you need? Trump's threatening the Democrats. Look, I'm going to unleash the military and the National Guard on you during the Olympics. You are not going to burn down your city in the middle of some stupid protest and wreck the Olympics for us. And then what does he do? He puts together the Olympic Committee, right? Normally, the governor of whatever state the Olympics is in heads the committee. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, good luck with that.
well, that's Gavin Newsom.
Yes, exactly.
Trump's like, And not only that, honey, you're not even sitting on the committee. Why? Because he undermined ICE before. That's why. Trump knows you can't do it. So Trump made himself the chair of the committee. And he's like, look, I will bring in the National Guard. We will go full military to hold these Olympics. We're going to babysit y'all because that's what it's going to take. A military response. But here's the good news. We can get rid of cash bail. Trump's plan yesterday was a national piece of legislation. Sounds like Lindsey Graham's on board. So that's good. To ban cash bail, begin to take these places back. Because let me tell you what, we lose them and it's only gonna be 5-6 years more of this stuff to, I mean, they're gone before cartels, drug gangs, somebody's running these things. They'll just fly in on a plane. They'll send somebody without a record and fly them in here. It doesn't matter. They'll do it that way. It's going to take a military to take them back. Because let me tell you what, in Mexico, there are places the military can't go because the cartels control them. They can't even enter. That is the model that Democrats want. They want to take that territory and merge with those cartels, merge with these gangs. You don't want to have to live through a violent military reconquest of American territory. We got to take them back now. And I'm sorry, those of you who are like, hey, let them do what they want so the American people can see. No, that was in the 90s. It was a disaster. Now, this is a fight over territory. This is a guerrilla war. It's a civil war. And we got to win it. And I'm glad that Trump gets it. And he's really the only Republican fighting like hell. We wouldn't be doing any of this. We'd just hand them the keys to these cities and let them do what they wanted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
From the You Can't Make This Up file. Oh my gosh. So liberals protesting the dictator in D.C., because of course Trump, you know, is a dictator. Liberals protesting the dictator in D.C. went marching through the good area, the white bread area, where you have to make way more than you and I ever will just to be able to afford a condo there. How'd that work out? Not so good. There was a murder literally blocks away while they're marching, protesting. Now we're at a 30-year low in crime. Well, not really. You need to read the NBC News 4 DC crime stats. They're fake. And the police union chairman flat out says that. He says in the interview, and I played it earlier, if you want, you can go back and listen to the show. He says, listen, every major crime scene like shootings that we have, a police captain will show up and make sure it's coded as an assault. Why? Because the FBI handles the uniform crime stats. That's where our crime numbers come from. They don't have a category for that. They don't have that specific category. So they'll code it as an assault, even though it's a shooting and the guy's bleeding out. That way it doesn't show up in the FBI's crime stats. And he said, yeah, they lower crime like 20 to 35% every year this way. And he said, but the crime is so extensive, it now requires these higher-ups to show up at every single scene to basically censor it in the stats. And that's what Democrats do. They cover up the fact that their crime, that their policies don't work with lies, censorship, and then ridiculous banana republic studies and stats and all of that. We know how they operate. Folks, I want to shift your attention to something else because it is literally the same story. It's just a different flavor of it. Do you see this? This guy running for mayor of Minneapolis? He's a Marxist, too. His name is Omar Fatah, F-A-T-A-H. And when he was asked, you know, what's your number one priority? He answered with who his number one priority is. Illegal immigrants. In other words, criminals. It's the same thing we're seeing in D.C. They are the most valued category of Marxist right now. We're talking about classic Marxism. He says his number one priority, because of course it is, he's a Democrat, is protecting illegal immigrants from Donald Trump.
Day one, if you were elected, what would be some of your top 2-3 priorities for the city?
So that's a very good question. So the first I would say would be a hostile federal government with not only Donald Trump in office, but he has essentially a trifecta, both chambers of Congress and the Supreme Court. And a lot of our neighbors, especially our undocumented residents, are very concerned.
Yeah. He's going to protect illegals. Number one priority. Same way criminals are number one priority in D.C. They don't care who they kill. Not interested. I mean, when you change the laws, you get probation as an option for a shooting in which the bullet connects with the body. That's not an accident. That's on purpose. Now, folks, watch what's happening here, okay? They all work together, the Marxists and the socialists. Claudia Sheinbaum, the president of Mexico, is a Marxist. She's even more radical to the left than the last Marxist that headed Mexico. What did she say overnight? She condemned ICE and Donald Trump and said he did not appreciate what Mexico has done for America. You mean like the 400,000 dead from drug overdoses, record number over the 4 years of Biden's presidency? 73,000 a year in 2022 and 2023 just from fentanyl. So we know it's Mexico, came up from Mexico. It's not just drug addicts we've always had. That's fentanyl. A year. Yeah, so they have, yeah, Mexico has definitely made an impact on America that'll be remembered for a very long time. She condemned Donald Trump. She condemned ICE because, of course, she did. They expect her to say that, or she'll be shot in the head, live streamed on Facebook. Why did she say it? She said, without Mexicans who live in the United States would not be what it is. We do not agree with ICE raids and criminalization of migration. Of course she said it. Human trafficking of illegals into the U.S. is the cartel's largest source of income. They will assassinate her live and Google live stream it. They did it in May. Another candidate in her party, who apparently wasn't on the corruption for play plan that the cartels have, shot right there with her daughter, live stream on Facebook. And what is disgusting is the mainstream media is acting like this person isn't in a hostage situation. Oh, she said, stay off the foreign territory with our military. Oh, we can't go into another country to get the violent cartels. You believe this woman? If she said to Trump, oh, thank you, come into our country, take out the cartels, she'd be dead in 48 hours. And the media acts like she's like, you know, this honest broker. Like she's just like everything is normal. It's not normal. It's what the Democrats want. They want a plan like that. Do you think they wouldn't love to have a plan where random untraceable thugs assassinate any Republican that runs against them? And they go, oh no, let's give them probation. That's the plan. Folks, I want to point something out to you though. I want to end this segment on a good note because this dawned on me. I was very excited when I did the math. You know, under the Democrats, we were going, it had already passed, to get an IRS army 80,000 strong. They were doubling the size of the IRS. 80,000 additional agents to come after poor working Americans for their side hustles, for the change that has fallen beneath their cushions. And we know why now, since Trump won, we've been able to figure out because the Democrats are distributing billions to all their friends, including Stacey Abrams, who's never even managed $200,000 in an NGO. She got billions. Yeah, they're going to shake you down while letting their illegal immigrant gangster friends run free. So under the Democrats, think about this. We were going to get an IRS army, 80,000 strong, to come after Americans for their side hustles. Instead, under Trump, we get an ICE army, 75,000 strong, to go after illegal immigrants. And we put the pause on the IRS army. What a difference elections make. And folks, he's building an internal army. That's what this is. Totally legitimate internal army. Complete with the largest ever detention facilities being built by the U.S. military, Montana, 5,000 beds. $50 million reward for Maduro. I mean, it's just every day it gets more exciting. Some new thing we're doing. He's now fighting with the head of the IRS. He wants the addresses for all these illegals who've stolen your identity and are using it as their own tax documents. That's tax fraud. Can't do that. He just fired him when he wouldn't give it to him. Things are changing for the better. And that terrifies the folks at PBS. That's how you know we're making headway. I'll have that up next. It's glorious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Headline second, because it's normal now. Mexican mayoral candidate gunned down live on air ahead of June 1 elections. They meant the second that month. 120 attempted assassinations. They bagged 70. You either take the pay, you either take the payout from the cartels, and they own you, or they kill you. Pretty easy. You don't even take the payout. It's got a lot of benefits in Mexico, because then they kill your opponent or try to. You're not gonna have much of an opponent. Works out great. Democrats love this model. Trust me, they love it. Couldn't be happier with it. And that is why they are all echoing the screaming and the yelling of Claudia Sheinbaum, a self-admitted Marxist, president of Mexico. Oh, we need to respect the sovereignty of Mexico. Why? So we can have no-go zones here too? Because that's where it's going. Trump gets it and he's fighting back, and that's great. But folks, the third worldification of our cities and our country has many dimensions. A key battle in that was fought yesterday. You've heard EJ Antoni on this show. Love him. You see, I retweet him a lot if you follow me on X. He's with the Heritage Foundation. He's a doctor. He's Dr. EJ Antoni. He's got a PhD in economics. He's an absolute genius. And Trump announced yesterday that he is going to appoint him to take over the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Those stats are the engine on which Wall Street runs. One of the reasons we get so much investment in this country is because you can believe the financial stats. Or could, past tense. And nobody's going to say this, okay? Not the shiny shoes on Wall Street who fundraise for the Democrats, and certainly not Jamie Dimon, who also fundraises for the Democrats and is head of the largest bank in this country. But they all breathed a sigh of relief yesterday when Donald Trump announced that EJ Antoni will be in charge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, because for the first time in years, the world's investors will know that America's economic numbers are real and not just another hoax designed to elect Democrats and hide the destruction their policies cause. Because ultimately everything, folks, this is the same story as the DC crime stat story I just told you. where they literally now have to send a captain to every crime scene to make sure it's coded as the same crime and assault. Why? Because the assault category they use is not count. There isn't one in the FBI crime statistics. That's how they lower their crimes every year while things become more and more violent. You have to get in there and banana republic all your stats if you're a socialist or a Marxist to hide the fact your policies don't work. It's two hands. Number one is the censorship. Number two is the faking of the actual economic stats to hide the fact that your policies are a disaster. Remember what it was like during the Biden administration. The only positive economic stat they had was what? Jobs. Why weren't we creating jobs? Well, that ended up being a total lie. In fact, we were living through, as I said at the time, a jobs apocalypse. In fact, we went through an entire quarter where we did, that's 3 months, where we did not even, where we not only did not create jobs. Oh no, we lost them. That is a disaster. Investors would have fled screaming with their hair on fire, and they should. And so on Wall Street and all the big financial houses where everybody's liberal or else, they're afraid you'll get an SEC investigation because that's staffed with liberals too. They all breathe a sigh of relief. It's going to make their job a lot easier to be able to actually know what the heck is going on in the economy of this country. Because EJ and Tony is going to be the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Let's take a walk down memory lane to see what third worldification, banana republic style, actually looks like when even your economic statistics have to become a lie to cover up that your policies don't work. And by the way, this is why you look at Russia, you're going to talk about richest country on earth with natural resources besides this one, and nobody invests there. Maybe you can't. Can you believe anything that comes out of Russia, stat-wise? You can't invest. You can't. I mean, it's all fake. And people know it. Here's my other favorite economist, Professor Peter St. Ange, back in November, talking about the level of the fake in our economic statistics. And folks, job numbers are absolutely critical to gauging the health of an economy and a society so that you can invest in it or not.
Now that the election is over, Joe Biden's minions are letting the terrifying economic data out of his statistical gimp box. Last week, the Philly Fed flagged yet another massive jobs revision, estimating in a new study that jobs actually fell in Q2 of this year, so that's April to June. That contrasts with official numbers claiming 653,000 jobs were created in those very same 3 months. In other words, we could be looking at another massive revision, possibly 700,000 in fake jobs brought to you by the finest statisticians government money can buy. Note, this is on top of the BLS revision last August that erased 818,000 imaginary jobs between March of 23 and March of this year. That revision wiped out 115,000 imaginary manufacturing jobs, 129,000 retail, 150,000 in restaurants and hotels, and 358,000 professional jobs. In fact, just about the only category that was not revised down was government workers. Put it together and we could be looking at 1.5 million imaginary jobs magic the way. Note that's not including the past 6 months, which could bring it to well over 2 million.
Totally fake. They know it. They know it in these big investment houses. They have to try to figure out the real jobs numbers because our jobs numbers are like something out of a banana republic that comes from a Politburo. But folks, here's the problem. This is key to getting the investment we desperately need in this country. We got to be taken seriously again. But E.J. and Tony isn't going to take the helm of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. No, no, no. Because all of Trump's appointments are being blocked in the Senate. By who? Oh, Republican leadership. John Thune. Yeah. He has announced a every 4 day gavel back into session rule. And John Thune, bastard that he is going to go gavel the Senate back in. He's going to stay there. Gavel the Senate back in and then gavel it right back out so Trump can't make recess appointments. Hundreds of nominees and judges waiting to be confirmed. John Thune's going to make sure they aren't confirmed. He's blaming it on the Democrats, but he's a big fat liar. He's doing it himself. EJ and Tony could walk in there tomorrow and begin to straighten out this mess. But John Thune won't let him. John Thune's a liar and a cheat and a bushy. All of the worst things to be in the world. A bad, bad dude. By the way, he's holding up all of Trump's nominees because you know what? It's a hostage situation. What do you want to return? He wants Trump to stop sending rescissions packages. There's 11 more. that would cut hundreds of billions of dollars. A lot of it's the Doge cuts. He doesn't want to cut any money because he and his friends, that was their payola. Who are you to take their payola away? We're just going to print it, bankrupt the American people, and we're going to go right on playing the game. So I just want you to understand, EJ Antoni will not take the helm, even though Trump announced him, because GOP leadership is corrupt as hell. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning and Text Line. But my criticism of John Thune, who is currently blocking, including EJ Antoni, who Trump announced yesterday to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And again, the Bureau of Labor Statistics isn't just some wonky federal agency. It churns out the stats that Wall Street runs on, and the world's investors run on. But wait, Texter writes, and Abdi said, look, the Republican leadership's John Thune in the Senate is blocking Trump's nomination. We could go ahead and put EJ Antoni in tomorrow if John Thune weren't standing in the way. People don't know this, and they need to understand it. It's not the Democrats who are blocking it. The Democrats are only voting to block these nominees because Republicans are letting them. We explained this last week. I'm not going to redo it. Texter writes, but wait, Tara, Trump says Thune and Johnson are great guys and doing a great job. Of course he does. We think he's going to go publicly to war with them? What would happen? They'd still be blocking his agenda, Thune especially. Thune would still be blocking his agenda, but all that would communicate is that you should stay home in the midterms. And all that would do is put the Democrats in charge. So Trump has to play the game. And these people are evil. And they're standing in the way. And let me tell you why Thune is doing this now. He wasn't doing it before. It's because of Epstein. This Epstein thing has cost Trump bigly, where he came out. I mean, Pam Bondi was going to take it on the chin for him. And Trump got so mad, he lost it, came out and told his supporters, hey, you know, I don't want your support if you want Epstein's docs released. The Democrats have gone crazy on that. And it's working. If you want to go see how much the damage is, it's heavy. You go look at the Rasmussen daily tracking poll, and I trust Rasmussen. Donald Trump had a wall of 51, 52, 53, one time even 54 and 55% approval. Bam! He's sitting at 47 with a negative 51 disapproved. It's totally Epstein. It's killing him. Republicans, as soon as Trump dipped below 50% approval, they're like, I think we'll block his nominees. He has to stay popular. He has to. Or these Republicans will throttle him before the Democrats even get to him. They've really got to fix that mess they made with Epstein. I still don't understand why Pam Bondi did that tour to tell everybody. And by the way, it wasn't just her. I mean, it's not just her screw up. I mean, it was Alina Haba too, who was Trump's personal attorney and then the White House general counsel. Gets everybody all whooped up, can't wait for the documents, and then nothing. Binders full of junk that's already been published. Strangest damn thing I've ever seen. And by the way, it's getting exponentially weird with that. I mean, now we're watching Ghislaine Maxwell get transferred out of Supermax prison and into low security dorm style prison. We're seeing special ops dispatched to protect her from external threats. I don't get it. I don't understand. Something's up with it, though. Something's up with it. Yesterday didn't help. And Trump folks lost in court. They were trying to get the grand jury to unseal those documents that have to do with, you know, we don't know what they have to do. Maybe we assume it's the victims and the Johns, I guess, the grand jury testimony. They lost. We knew they'd lose. So that just caused another round of it. Now the mainstream media is doing something awful. You saw this at the head of Drudge yesterday. They are dredging up all these old stories, but people don't know they're old. Like the one yesterday was, Epstein plane pilot says Trump flew on the plane. Well, yeah, I've been talking about that for years, that there are pictures of him on Epstein's plane. And what the headline doesn't tell you is that if you read the article, the pilot says, yeah, that's how I know he never went to Epstein Island. He only took the plane between Florida and New York with a bunch of other people. But that's not what the headline said. It's cost Trump 5 points. It's put him at 47%, and that's allowed Republicans to begin to beat him down in concert with the Democrats. I hope they got a plan for this, because we're doing too much winning. We don't need to get sidetracked by stupid stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.